Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. If you were reading the industry trades about 5 years ago, the studios had it all figured out. Teenagers and people in their early 20s, a very lucrative market, only want to see action movies, preferably based on either a plastic toy or a video game, or else set somewhere in the superhero universe. The big studios bet big bucks on this prediction, but is it true? Aren't there any movies without middle-aged men in tights that interest today's youth? Apparently there are. The Next Wave Film Festival, presented at the TIFF Lightbox, offers exactly that, a selection of innovative international features and shorts aimed specifically at 14 to 24-year-olds, programmed by youth, for youth, and about youth. The films and events are curated by a diverse posse of teenagers who apparently really know their stuff. Curators include cinephiles, movie geeks, and future filmmakers aged 14 to 18. Programmers include Nia Hallam from Toronto, who is 18 years old, Ronnie Harrell-Haber, also from Toronto, who is also 18, and Taff Manguero from Mississauga, who is 17 at the time of this recording. TIFF Next Wave Festival is running from April 10th through the 13th, and I'm very pleased to have Nia, Ronnie, and Taff here with me in person on location at TIFF to tell us more about the Next Wave Film Festival. Hi, Taff.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ronnie. Sorry.
Hey, Daniel.
And hi, Nia.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with the Next Wave, both the festival and its year-round programming. How did each of you hear about it, and how did you end up being on the selection committee? Let's start with you.
I heard about it through Ronnie.
Okay.
yeah, we had been friends prior, and I also just saw her posting it. So through Ronnie and also a few of my friends who come see TIFF movies, I got to experience different Next Wave events and kind of explore different films and explore the films I was interested in. And I did a little more research on the Next Wave committee and realized it was something that I wanted to maybe think about joining, because I wanted to broaden my horizons, not only just in film, but creatively. So yeah, through Ronnie and just through a bunch of other friends, I started looking into it and I applied to the committee.
Okay, and you can pick up the story from there, Ronnie.
Yeah, for sure. Mine's kind of a funny story, actually. I moved to Toronto almost 3 years ago now, and I've always been really interested in film, but never really found that community. I moved from Calgary, Alberta, so You can imagine not no one in my family is really into it. And so coming to Toronto, I knew about TIFF, and I just imagined there'd be a lot more people with my interests here. So I literally did a Google search before moving here, searching up like Toronto teen film stuff. And TIFF Next Wave popped up. So I did my research. I looked at all the photos, the videos. I heard about the festival and what they do at TIFF. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I waited until applications opened up, literally all just like looking up online, looking on Instagram, and I applied online. I wrote a really, really, really long, like, 5-page essay, and Ikora loved it. He interviewed me, and I got in, and now I'm here, and it's the best experience ever, and I could never imagine that I would find so many people like me and just feel so, like, seen.
Amazing. And Taff?
For me, kind of like Ronnie, like, I always wanted to find my own community in this film world, because I've always been interested in film and the art of storytelling. But, like, where my community, where I'm from, Mississauga, like, no one really watches movies like that. So I'm always, like, the odd one out. And then, like, one day, it was, like, late at night, one of my friends, shout out to my guy, Henry, he texted me saying, yo, this is some really cool thing. I think you should apply for this. And it was, like, it was TIFF Next Wave. So I was reading through it, and I was, like, ooh, this is some fire stuff right here. So then I quickly wrote up, a 2-page, 3-page, like, essay in, like, 20 minutes. I tried doing the video option, but, like, I just couldn't get myself, like, in check. Kept laughing. Like, what am I doing right now? So I made the essay, I submitted it, and then, like, they got back to me, and I went to the interview, and they were asking me questions about movies, and I was, like, I thought I was going to mess up because I mentioned, like, Fast and Furious. And I was like, oh, no, I'm cooked now. Like, they're not going to call me back. And then the day they actually called me, like, I thought it was a random number, so I kept hanging up. And after that, eventually, I was like, you know what, I'm going to answer these people. So I was like, yo, what do you want? And after that, it was, like, the core, like our boss. He was like, you know, this is awesome TIFF. And I was like, oh, this is serious. Like, I have to lock in right now. And after he's like, I want you on the team. I was like, I want to be on the team. So, you know, now I'm here enjoying every single movie you watch. So, yeah, this is some great stuff. And, you know, if you're interested, you should definitely join. It's a great opportunity to be in this world and to just meet people that are just like you. You know, it's very welcoming, it's very warm. Like, one of our people was just saying it's, like, the most, like, supporting group. So, like, yeah, there's some fire stuff here.
Amazing. So, I've seen the list of the final movies that are playing that which looks really good. But
yeah,
when you started, how many films were there at the beginning?
There's a lot.
We never knew the specific amount, so, but yeah, we would have some screening weekends, and like at our meetings, we'd watch about one movie, and then screening weekends, we'd watch maybe like three movies a day.
Wow.
So I don't know what the specific amount is, but this has been happening since like September to around March.
So you've seen a lot of movies. Oh, yeah. And did all of you see all of them?
For the most part. Yeah. There's always the odd days you can't come because of other responsibilities or some sickness of sorts, but yeah, for the most part, we saw like 20, 30 films leading up to.
And when you're watching all these films, what were you looking for? Like, what made you think, yeah, this is one. This is the one I like. This is the one I want to see.
I feel like it's also just like you want to find a movie that can relate to like any type of audiences. So like, if I feel like when I'm watching, it's like, oh, I can relate this to my life or I can relate this to my friend's life. That's exactly what we're looking for, because at the end, they were trying to engage the youth, and I feel like they're going to like watch a movie, and it's like, nothing about the youth. It's like, what are we doing? Like, it has to have a soul in it, you know? That's what I'd be thinking.
Right.
This year, I feel like we led with the idea of showcasing specific, like, almost niche experiences, but films that also carry universal themes. So films that maybe, like, what it's about necessarily isn't something we would relate to, but it carries themes that we would. I think that showcases things we can learn from but also relate to. We really want to relate with the film but also realize that even if we don't necessarily relate with it, somebody else could. So we have to think about our broader audience, obviously as youth, but in general as people of all different backgrounds and experiences. But also like visually and filmmaking wise, we want to highlight emerging filmmakers and films that we haven't really seen before with like styles and all sorts of, like, we really want to see refreshing, kind of fresh feeling films, right? Not the same old, like, blockbusters. And we really just want to find cool stuff, honestly, that we can relate to.
100%.
Yeah, relatively the same thing. Something that I noticed about this year is because it's such niche experiences, we really wanted people to sort of learn from the films and broaden their horizons and experience something new. Because obviously a big part of Next Wave is you want to relate to the films, but you also want to get out of your comfort zone and see new things and really learn and reflect from everything you watch. And I think these movies really, like, they really teach you important lessons and diversify, like, your world and what you thought film could be. And they're really things that stick with you.
Yeah. So before you saw this huge amount of films over the past year, going through them, you know, as a group, just forgetting all that, before that, like, what film did you really like? What really turned you on? Like, what really affected you? Yeah. Just a movie that you just happened to see.
Well, it depends. Like, and most of the movies, like, that really turned me on to film was, like, from my childhood or just, like, a few years back. But I remember Dead Poets Society.
Okay.
Well, maybe like an answer that's kind of given a lot.
No.
It's such an impactful film, and it really like changed my world and what like art and creation and creativity could be, and kind of just really made me fall in love with the world of film and wanting to explore that more.
Mm-hmm. And Ta?
Oh, for me,
Fast and Furious?
No, not that one exactly, but the one I kind of like, Nia, like growing up, I always loved like the Karate Kid movie.
The
original one especially, like that always stuck in that whole like underdog story. And like, you know, even though like you might be like at rock bottom, you can always find your way to get to the top no matter what challenges you face. That always appealed to me as a kid. I remember, like, every photo I took as a child, like, I was doing the crane kick, you know, trying to, like, copy Dan LaRusso, so I was fire, like. And then I also liked a lot of Marvel movies, which is, like, back when I was younger, you know, going to, like, the Avengers movie opening night with my dad and my brother, and, like, it was crazy stuff. Like, that was, like, my peak interest back then. But even now, like, say, recently I watched The Breakfast Club for the first time, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, it was such, like, that was a crazy experience for me. Like, I was, like, so, like, locked in on my, like, the movie. Like, people be texting me, I'm like, nah, get away from me. What are you doing? I'm trying to watch this right now. So, yeah, like, movies is always, like, coming. Like, everything's always inspiring me in a way.
Right.
To follow up, I guess, on everyone's childhood favorite, the first film that really made an impact on me was E.T. My mom showed it to me. We went to, like, a special screening at our local theater when I was little, and it was one of my mom's favorite films growing up. So just watching, like, an older film for the first time, being so used to, like, Disney and all that stuff, that really stuck with me. And then I would borrow DVDs from the library and watch all the, like, bonus behind the scene things. And again, with E.T., I kept watching that, and I kept watching the behind the scenes, and I saw Steven Spielberg, and I just told my mom, I was like, I want to be that, I want to do that. Uh-huh. But, like, more recently, I would say, I guess just films that I feel seen by. So one of my all-time favorites is Real Women Have Curves. That was the first film I watched that genuinely, like, I felt like that was me on screen, and I just never imagined I could feel so seen in a film. Also, Shiva Baby by Emma Seligman, which is one of our Next Wave alumni, just really hits me personally, and I just think that's a beautiful film and filmmaking notes. It's just an insane film. That just made me realize there's so much out there to see and for me to make and just leave such an impact on others as the films did for me.
So I wonder, let's talk about the actual films at the Next Wave Festival. I wonder if you could tell me the one that you like the most or had the strongest effect on you. So let's start with Nia.
One of the films that we watched that had a big impact on me that I loved was Where the Wind Comes From. It follows these two best friends. The one girl, she really wants to leave her family. She's taking care of her mother and her sister, and she really wants to leave and start a new life for herself independently. And her best friend is this great artist who doesn't really go out of his comfort zone and explore new things through his art. So she finds a flyer that for an art competition, and if they win, they get to go, I think, to Belgium. So she gets really excited and tries to convince him to go on this road trip to enter this art contest, and if they win it, they get to leave together. And I really love that film because, one, it was such a powerful film about friendship, and obviously that's a universal thing that everyone can relate to. We all love our friends, we all love our best friends, and there's so many ups and downs and so many different types of relationships that I think this film explored and had me really relating to. And it's also centers around, like, personal conflict in relation to art and in relation to just everything. As being someone who's creative, it was really inspiring to see, made me go through all sorts of emotions throughout the film. It was really funny sometimes, it was really sad, and it just felt like a film that everyone could find themselves in.
And that one's from Tunisia and directed by Amel Gayati, I think. And your turn.
A movie that really stuck out to me was Pools. It's pretty much, it follows this girl named Kennedy, and, like, she kind of has, like, it's like she has, like, one day to get her stuff together before she gets kicked out, and then she's just, like, she goes on this wild ride and gets together a group of, like, friends. Some of them are some old friends, and some of them are some new friends she's making, and they kind of go to, like, house to house, jumping in a bunch of different pools. And then, like, it's a wild ride, honestly. Like, the cinematography is absolutely fantastic. And it kind of, like, tackles different themes about, like, friendship, love, grief, and just self-discovery. And I feel like a lot of teenagers, like our age, go through some of those topics. And I guess what really stuck out to me when I was watching is just, like, the whole Last Night of Freedom type thing. Where it's, like, since me, I'm getting ready to graduate high school. It's, like, this kind of, like, in a way, like, my last year of freedom. So seeing them go through that, it's like I'm kind of going through this instead of like, you know, not maybe like breaking, trespassing, jumping pools, but like in a way where going, people like our age are going through that. So I always find, I found a way to relate to that movie, and it just spoke to me while watching. And I feel like when audiences go to watch that movie, they would hopefully feel the same thing I'm feeling.
It's directed by Sam Hayes, the young American director. Yeah. And finally, we only have a minute left, but sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. So my pick would be The Virgin of the Quarry Lake. It's a film set in an eerie 90s lake town. It follows these sisters and their almost supernatural desire for seemingly the only boy in their town. it just showcases like the absolute insane lengths that a teenage girl would go to for a boy's attention. And again, it kind of follows supernatural themes. It very much gives like A24-esque vibes. It's super crazy, super fun. It's a little spooky, and it's just a really great time all along. And kind of the main like conflict of the story is an older woman, which is kind of their biggest enemy. So I just think it's one to relate to. And
well, it's something that all you listeners should go out and see, especially it's for people 14 to 24. It's at the TIFF Lightbox. Go to tiff.net for tickets and info. I've been talking with Nea Hallam, Ronnie Harrell Haber, and Taff Manguero, all young curators for the Next Wave Film Festival. Thanks so much for talking with me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.